This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
3 months after Superstorm Sandy ripped through the Northeast, the U.S. Senate has approved $50 billion in emergency relief, which brings us to our quiz this morning with Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief of TheGlobalist.com. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, Jeremy. So my question for you today is, what year has brought the highest economic damage so far from natural disasters? And that's measured on a worldwide basis, not just U.S. Was that year A, 1995, B, 2005, C, 2011, or D, 2012?
Well, I know that 2005 was Hurricane Katrina, so that would be a big one. And there were a lot of other hurricanes that year as well, so I'm going to go with 2005.
2005 is actually not bad, but it was a total of $262 billion in damages as an economic toll. Katrina, that you mentioned, accounted for $144 billion, or 55%. But
right.
It wasn't the world's worst year in terms of damages.
Okay, well, I can't imagine that 1995 was number one, because usually, I guess, things get more expensive and the damages always get worse with time. So what about 2012?
2012 is not right. You will notice, however, that four of the five costliest years have all happened since 2004. So that shows you something, that we're in for a dire strait here with accumulating damages, and, you know, that puts the question what we do.
Well, so I guess that means that 2011 has got to be the one. And you mentioned tsunamis in Japan, and that must have been one of the big reasons why, the big earthquake and tsunami in Japan.
Right. 2011 was the year of Fukushima and all that meant with the nuclear disaster. 2011 cost $387 billion. That's 50% almost about the 2005 level, which was the previous top. There were floods in Thailand, China, wildfires and stuff in the United States.
And Stefan, I guess one good reason to look into this kind of thing and calculate the economic damage is you could then go to a government and say, if it's going to cost you $60 billion if you're not prepared for this hurricane, for example, why don't you spend $40 billion putting up a seawall or something like that?
I think the rest of the world pretty much gets the message in the developed world. I think the issue really in terms of doing something for preparedness is here in the United States, where we have the money but not the will. In other places, they have the will but not the money, talking about the developing world. But I think in the rest, I mean, there's always disaster, but the Japanese certainly are always prepared, and that doesn't necessarily help you. But it's a key question for this country, what we want to do in order to be prepared. Yes, absolutely, you're right.
Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief of The Globalist, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.